So, everyone knows how we start the Haggadah, right? We started with Kiddush, right? Wrong. We started with Kaddish, which is shocking because if every week we call it Kiddush, why at the Haggadah do we call it Kaddish? Why don't we start our song Kiddush Orchatz? I know it doesn't sound as good, but why do we start it? Why do we call it something different only specifically on Pesach? So what's the difference between Kaddish and Kiddush? Matan, our linguistics major. Yeah.
Kaddish is an imperative, right?
Yes. Kaddish is a command. A command, right?
Yeah.
Versus Kiddush, which is a...
It's a noun.
It exists. Kiddush exists. Okay, I think that this can be best demonstrated from the last words of each one. At the end of Kiddush and Shabbos, we say Mikadesh HaShabbat, make Shabbos holy. At the end of Kiddush on Kaddish at the Seder, or in any Yontif, we say Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. You should make it Kodesh. You, the Jewish people, are commanded to make it holy. The difference in Kaddish and Kiddush is Kiddush exists. On Shabbos, we reveal the Kedusha that already exists. But at the Seder, on any Yom Tov, it's Kaddish, we're commanded to make it holy. Rav Kook relates this to the broader idea of the mission of the Jewish people, which is to be Mekaddish the world, to make the chol, the mundane, holy in our lives. And perhaps just one more idea to think about why Pesach specifically are we relating this idea of Kaddish, even though it really applies to every Yom Tov, why specifically Pesach? Perhaps that is one of the telltale signs of being a free person. The ability to raise others up, to make the mundane holy, to raise things, to sanctify things, that is something that only a truly free person can do. So this Pesach, let's be Mekadesh, let's take the mission on and make the mundane holy, make our Seder holy. All right.
Yeah. Do it.